How tech steals our time and how to get it back. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week, we continue our series on the trade-offs we make for tech and how that trickles down to our kids. Today, how tech steals our time, from recommendations to notifications to endless scrolling that never stops giving you something new, today's tech is designed to be irresistible. But some designers of these products now say these techniques are damaging. James Williams is one of those people. He spent 10 years at Google and then co-founded a movement called Time Well Spent that aims to get tech companies to rethink how they grab and monetize our attention. He told me that being a parent has helped him think differently.
When it comes to children, I think it's a hard situation because, and I have a six-month-old son, and so I feel this very acutely at the moment. There's a desire to put restrictions in place, to put boundaries on the types of things that, you know, designers can do, companies can do toward the end of protecting children. And that's a good aim. At the same time, if you look back historically, the latest technology has pretty much always prompted a moral panic on the part of people who maybe were seeing too much into it or misunderstanding its effects. I think there's a very delicate tightrope to walk with all this.
So you worked at Google. You got that company's highest award for your work on search advertising. I feel like there's sort of two things that can happen there. One, you are uniquely qualified to redesign these systems. But two, how do you make people trust you?
Well, I mean, I think people who work at these companies, I don't think are themselves the problem. You know, no designer wants to design in a way that makes people's lives worse. It's just that people get stuck in systems that where it becomes valuable to do that. I mean, I think search is actually not too bad of an example of where advertising ought to go. I mean, I think one thing we need to do with advertising is make it less about capturing people's attention and more about supporting their intentions. And you know, to the extent that, you know, a search query is an expression of intention and there's an alignment between, you know, the interests of the user, the advertiser, the platform, I think it's a good example of which way to go. We need to have the incentives put in place that make it valuable for these companies to design in ways that actually are aligned with our interest. You know, one thing that we could start with is going to the mission statements of these companies. You know, I've never seen, you know, a company that actually takes their mission statement and then operationalizes that as a metric. I think the challenge with in the attention economy, you know, is that the users aren't the customers. And I think that that's a huge problem because, you know, if it's a contest between the interests of the users and the users' the interests of the customers, and you're a public corporation, there's not much energy or force behind pushing back against that kind of interest.
Yeah, to reframe, I guess it's up to us to stop using the stuff to put financial pressure back on these companies, or it's up to regulators to stop them from making it.
I think so. I mean, I think right now there's not a lot the average user can do. I think one of the few things we can do is install ad blocking. And I think it was interesting when Apple enabled more ad blocking software via iOS, it did sort of start a conversation. So I think the more ways that we can find to kind of push back against this whole ecosystem, the better. And for some people, that might be just stopping their use of a particular platform or technology. For other people, they might find they can't do their job if they stop using it. It's a kind of tragic choice we're forced into right now. I think there's very little kind of middle ground. So I'd love to see us get to a situation where people don't have to make that kind of tragic choice.
And then finally, before I let you go, it does seem like there's you came to this sooner. You only have a six-month-old, but there does seem to be a little bit of a crossover between people who now want to change the industry from the outside and who also have children. Like, do you think, back to our question about kids, do you think that kind of growing up process, that realizing that there's a next generation at stake here, plays any part in the kind of contrition that we're now seeing?
I think it might. I think it probably varies person to person. I mean, I was concerned about this before I had a child, and now that I have one, I'm even more concerned about it. But I don't think of it as contrition either. I think of it as seeing that the vehicle's on a course that's, you know, going toward a destination that's not the one we want, and how do we just, you know, turn the steering wheel a bit and get it back on the right path. I think that, you know, the media likes to create this narrative of contrition and apology because I think it's psychologically resonant for audiences. But I don't feel contrition. I feel, because if I hadn't worked in the tech industry, I wouldn't have ever started thinking about this, you know, when I did. So I think that it's more about just like, how can we quickly and clearly, you know, start talking about the problem and really moving on it.
James Williams is the co-founder of the Time Well Spent movement. Companies are starting to adopt the idea. Facebook is rolling out time well spent tools like a note on Instagram that you're all caught up. Apple's new mobile operating system includes time limits for certain apps and tools to track your screen time. On tomorrow's show, we'll talk more about screen time, almost every parent's nightmare, and how to think about it. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Caroline in Brooklyn, New York, wrote to tell us she's a longtime fan of Marketplace Tech and appreciates the content and the mission. Thanks, Caroline. To join her in keeping Marketplace Tech going strong, donate online today at marketplace.org. And thanks to Caroline and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.